this is Paul McGinn. I play Dr. Carson Beckett in Stargate Atlantis. And you are listening to Women Talk Sci-Fi, and they are cheeky, trust me.
Hi, this is Jerry Donaldson.
And this is Eugenia Sapira.
Welcome back to another podcast.
You're listening to Women Talk Sci-Fi.
You certainly are. And tonight we're going to talk about Torchwood.
A really interesting show.
Well, it is. It's a sort of dark Doctor Who
with a very gorgeous leading man.
Oh, yes. He is very nice.
Just a pity he's gay. But anyway.
But never mind. Someone who's brought a lot of fun, I think, to Doctor Who and originally, and we're, of course, talking about John Barrowman, because, of course, he's the leading man. And when I first met him in the Doctor Who episodes at the end of season
one, because it was with Christopher Eccleston.
It was. The end of season one.
I was in The Empty Child, which was the scariest thing I'd seen for a long time.
Yeah, it was, actually. Are you my mummy?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had to say that. It's a standard thing around everywhere we go. Are you my mummy? In my house, anyway. He was just full of viv and vigor and vim, all those V words. And it was a pleasure to see and watch him.
And I was really, I mean, I would have loved for him to have been a full-time companion with the Doctor, and I was hoping that's the way it was going to go. He did for a little while, but he certainly wasn't a continuous companion.
Although he's a continuing companion, he pops in every now and again.
He does, but it would have been nice to have him. Mind you, having two of them in the TARDIS, I don't know whether I could have coped.
Two cuties. Well, yes, although we have to say John Barrowman beats David Tennant.
Yeah,
it looks,
probably.
It looks.
Yes.
But getting back to that, we're actually doing a Torchwood, we're not doing a Doctor Who one.
True.
And this is a rarity, this actual podcast at the moment, because unfortunately we don't have an interview yet with John Barrowman, but we will seek him out when he comes to Australia, and we'll
be there with bells on.
We will. And we will try to get another interview with him. So this is just myself and Eugenia just waxing lyrical about Torchwood.
And Torchwood, when I first saw it, I didn't like it all that much. For me, it was just a bit too raw. I think to have, growing up with Doctor Who and having sort of the childlikeness of Doctor Who, to come into something that was associated with Doctor Who and was very sexual and very violent, I really found it hard to cope with for the first couple of episodes.
I mean, I wouldn't say that the obviously sexual and violence was a problem in other series, because obviously you've coped with that.
Oh, it was. I think it was just that it had that connection with Doctor Who. That was my problem, I think. And being a teacher, I really found the difficult part, too, of in my head that there's a lot of children, and I teach primary, who love Doctor who wanted to watch Torchwood, because, of course, Torchwood was mentioned all the way through the first and second, or actually through the second series of Doctor Who. And so all these, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds are all waiting to watch this Torchwood, and then you're sort of going, I'm going to the parents, no, don't let them watch this. This is not for them. This is really an adult show. And that was where I found it a little bit hard, I guess. But first season I found hard. Second season, though, I loved, absolutely loved, and I don't know whether there was a difference in it, but...
You got used to it.
Or I got used to it, and I guess with Russell T being a lot more explicit, he was doing more adult-type things that he couldn't do in Doctor Who, and yes, I guess I got used to it, and they brought in a little bit more humour. They brought in James Masters.
She had to get that in first.
I did.
Oh, yum.
The two of them on screen at the same time.
I'm not saying James Masters is on a track. He's not as handsome as Captain Jack. But he certainly brings a presence to him. And I think that's hungover from Spike.
Oh, yes, very much so.
You know, Angel was nice, but Spike was better.
Some of the things that Torchwood talked about and did... Yes, it took a little while to get used to, but I think now, in hindsight, I can go back and rewatch season one and not be as shocked about what I'm seeing, because I guess I'm already used to what the storyline's about.
Well, no, I didn't have any problem with it at all.
Because you're a bit more open-minded than I am.
Well, I probably am.
I'm a bit prudish when it comes to that sort of thing. And I think that was part of it. You know, it was that type of thing. Season 2, fantastic. There were just some excellent, excellent storylines coming through. I loved Adam, the one where you...
Oh, yeah, the strange guy.
The strange guy that suddenly pops up. I thought that was a very clever piece of writing. Some of the characters in Torchwood, well, we already know that we love Captain Jack. I thought Tosh was good. Gwen was okay.
I can't stand Gwen.
And I don't like Owen.
Well, Owen, I learned to like Owen as he got on, and I sort of didn't mind him. I just really found the character of Gwen as being not developed, being seesaw-ish, as in, is she the heart of Torchwood? And then the next minute she's walloping around throwing people up against walls herself. And so I found them not really writing very well for her character. I don't know if I really like the actress, I must admit. So I don't know whether it's one or the other.
I'm not sure what I think of her, you know, when we get introduced to her as the police cop, and then she, you know, finally finds herself in Torchwood and seems to have been hand-picked, I mean, as the storyline went, but what she actually added to the series, I'm not sure. Tosh, I think I would have liked to have developed a little bit more, and I'm really sad in a way that she got killed off.
Well, yes, so it was actually quite an amazing scene that she got killed off in, and you're absolutely right. I think I personally would have rather seen Tosh stay, because I think there was a lot more behind that character that was actually worth developing. Mm. Owen, neither one nor the other.
No. And when he came back and after he got killed, it was like, no. I have to put up with him a little bit further. You know, when I first saw him on screen, I actually thought, that's a very unattractive man.
And we don't actually gauge all our shows of people's attractiveness, believe me or not.
No, but there was just something about him that just didn't gel. Whereas Yanto...
Oh, he was tedious and boring. Oh, I'm sorry.
Liked, I liked Yanto.
Oh, no. I think everybody liked Yanto because Jack liked Yanto. You know what I mean? I mean, it was... I was happy, to be truthful. I mean, isn't this terrible? We're saying we're happy to see all these people go. And we really enjoyed watching the show, but despite those characters. But no, Yanto didn't warm me at all. I thought, oh, he's a mealy-mouth. Boring, insipid character.
No, see, no, I liked Yanto, and I was really, really...
Why? No, come on, tell me why.
Why I like him?
Give me something concrete and definite and...
I think I could see the development, because when you first see him, he's so straight-laced and prim and proper, and I would have liked to have seen his character develop a bit more to how maybe Jack freaks out a bit more out of him.
He didn't have any character. He was a limp... follower.
I just like people in suits. I think that's what it is.
Because, well, I mean, what was he? You heard about coffee. Woo-hoo. I mean, yes, in season 3, where we actually saw Children of Earth, he seemed in some ways to come out with his sister and go and try to...
It was a bit more gutsy in that.
A bit more gutsy in that. But even in that, it was like, all right, I'm going to run behind Jack and do everything he tells me. There is not a lot of that character in making his own mind up and having some strength at all.
Well, maybe it was just the motherly part of me that came out that wanted to look after him.
Well, I'm a mother and it didn't come out me at all.
No, I did like Yanto. And I was really sad to see him die in the third series.
I pumped the air a little bit, actually. I'm sorry. Yay!
But they had some interesting things. I really want to go to Cardiff.
I would like to see Cardiff. I think, if nothing else, the Torchwood has increased the tourism to Cardiff.
Because I think they did show off the city quite beautifully in parts of it. So I really want to go to the main street, you know, the main place where the that actual fountain thing is. That's supposed to be the entrance to Torchwood.
Oh, yep.
Just to see it.
Yep.
Take photos of it. So that point of view, you know, the setting I think was quite good. I think a lot of the humour began to come through a little bit in the show towards the end rather than the first season. Like in the second season, the very first episode where, you know, Torchwood comes along. You know, they're chasing that fish thing in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman goes along with it, like, bloody Torchwood. So, I mean, that I enjoyed. And the whole, of course, the Captain John introduction at that time. Children of the Earth I found quite disturbing.
I found it disturbing. Not disturbing, I suppose. I'm just trying to think. I probably found it more worrisome, because what do governments really have happening that we really don't know about?
No,
I mean, that was more than anything, and what decisions have they made? And that was probably what it's about, decisions of the past coming to haunt.
Well, you saw it each night, didn't you? Whereas I saw it all at once. So I didn't have time to digest in between each episode and maybe debrief, you know, a bit about it. So I sort of saw it all in one go, that by the end, I actually felt quite depressed. Because...
Well, it wasn't meant to be a happy ending or any of those things. And I must admit, we did, the whole family sat around. It was one of those few TV shows that we all sat down and watched at the same time. One, because it was on every night. My daughter and I talked about it a little bit, I suppose. But, I mean, the story wasn't about the children of the earth, really. It was really about Jack and Jack finally making decisions about his life and what he wants to sacrifice to go on. I mean, really, Torchwood is about this one man and the things he's lost.
Mm.
Poor old Jack. I mean, he'd lost Anto, he's lost...
His grandson.
Well, that was his grandson in the end, but before we even go through there, I mean, he's lost Tosh, and he's lost...
Well, he lost the... I can't remember her character name, but the one that Gwen basically replaced.
Oh,
was part of the beginning. Beginning. So they, you know, like the first episode deals with basically the loss of somebody.
And didn't we also have the loss of one of his wives or a lover with the fairies?
Well, she was older.
She died. Mm. So he actually ended up losing her. I mean, when you actually think of the amount of people that have died in Torchwood and how many that have directly died via an association with Jack, we've got two in the beginning, mm-hmm. in the very first season.
And we've also got Yanto's experience of losing his girlfriend.
When she finally got killed in. So that was like three deaths in the first season before we even did anything. And then he got killed himself for a long time in season one when the big, funny, weird, which was a bit of a weird episode where Jack goes and gets all the life sucked out of him for a long time. When that one, you know, the monster that was actually there reminds me of that stupid monster that they actually had in Doctor Who. That was stuck in the middle of a planet and he had to go down this big shaft.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I mean? It was Satan's pit. So it was sort of like a kind of monster.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in that. And then he died, well, he's died numerous times, really, isn't he? He shot in the head, bang, boof. So, I mean, I think every episode Jack dies, doesn't he?
Just about. He might as well call him Kenny. I wonder if his middle name is Kenny.
Jack Kenny. Harkness. Maybe that's...
But then he had also his lover, you know, the one that he took his name, the airplane pilot.
Well, he died in the second season, wasn't it? And then we had, well, Owen died in the second season.
Twice.
And then we had...
And Tosh died in the second season.
Well, that's it. And then we also had those other people that were from the past. They actually died, the ones that came through the rift.
That's right.
The guy killed himself in the car.
So it's really not a very happy type
of
show.
Not a happy show. I think I can actually come up with some more.
Well, they've got one there, that dead man walking. You know, the one that killed himself, that got run over, and then he came back as a ghost and realised
really
that he was
one.
Dead.
Yeah, that was a cute episode. And then there's the one where we've got the bad guy that killed people, that they found out later in life, He was he killed his girlfriend underneath. Remember underneath the bridge?
Oh, is that? I can't remember that one. But then there's
the one I'm talking about.
I think so. But then there's the one, the cannibal one, where they ate the people in the house. that countryside one.
That's right. That's right. There's lots of death in that one. God.
Yeah.
It's just sort of depressing, really. It's really quite a depressing show. Go into, you know, think of all those soldiers that got killed too.
Mm.
There's lots and lots of them that actually happened when Freema comes along and visits them at the same time. She almost dies.
She does. She goes on the operating table and almost carks it.
And then, of course, there's Owen's girlfriend. She dies.
This is getting very depressing. And we like this show. Why?
I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder, actually.
It is an interesting... I guess, you know, like, you don't get to see too many spin-offs from Doctor Who. I mean, that's the first spin-off, official spin-off, that we've had. And when you've got...
Oh, it's actually the second.
Well, if you count the original series of Doctor Who, you mean.
No, I'm talking about that nice little series way back, which was very short-lived, which is K-9. That was the first.
Oh, yes, of course.
How could I forget that?
K-9 and Company.
How could you forget K-9? That was the first spin-off.
That's true.
Torchwood the second, and of course...
Yes. And then Sarah Jane Adventures.
Which is the third spin-off of Doctor Who. In fact, every new Doctor is a spin-off of Doctor Who.
It is.
If you really want to get down to it, that which we're not. We're going to say it's one thing.
But it's quite interesting that you've got Torchwood, that's a very adult, you know, orientated show. And then on the opposite end, you've got Sarah Jane, that's more geared towards the 10, 12, 13-year-olds.
Oh, 16. I've seen some 16, 17.
Oh, look, I enjoy Sarah Jane.
Well, we all enjoy Sarah Jane, yeah.
And then you've got, like, Doctor Who that's in the middle, that's sort of the bridge between the two. It's quite an interesting concept. You've got to give Russell T. Davis credit for what he did, really.
Oh, yeah. See, we invigorated Doctor Who. He brought us Torchwood with the gorgeous Doctor, or Captain Jack. And, lots and lots of deaths.
Yes.
It's funny, because hardly anyone ever dies in Doctor Who.
No, that's not true.
Hardly anyone ever dies in Doctor Who.
No,
When was the last, in last season of Doctor Who died? I mean, season 3, not season 4.
Well, you had lots of... Well, the thing about Doctor Who, you don't have terribly many main characters that die, but you have people on the outside that get exterminated...
Oh,
by Daleks and Cybermen, and, you know, like...
You don't actually see them like death, though, do you?
Well, you've got, like, Freema's character that she played in Doctor Who. She was killed by the Cybermen. You've got the Torchwood control agent, you know...
Oh, you mean her first incarnation?
Yes, yeah, not as... not as Martha, but the one that looked like Martha, and they
say... Well, I suppose Gwen was killed off in Doctor Who.
And Gwen was killed off in Doctor Who. You've got the Torchwood lead, you know, the head of Torchwood, that woman that ended up being a Cyberman.
That's where she ended up, and then Rose's mother died.
And Rose's mother died, and Rose's father died numerous times. So, you know, do you want me to continue?
Yeah, Russell T. Davies kills a lot of people, doesn't he?
But Doctor Who, even when you look at the... from the 60s onwards, a lot of people died in Doctor Who. Because they were killed by the aliens. They were killed by Daleks. They were strangled by Cybermen. They were, you know, zapped by ice warriors.
So why do we like this show? Any of them, really.
True.
Everybody
like time travel.
Yeah.
I think it's the whole alien thing. I mean, I love the aliens of Doctor Who. And Torchwood, I mean, they do have aliens, but I guess you don't think as readily about the aliens in Torchwood as you do in Doctor Who. In Torchwood, it seems to be more the group of people that work at Torchwood.
Well, I think you're right. I think there's a lot more character, per se, development in Torchwood than there is in the other series. Mm. I think is a weekly excitement is, well, not even weekly, but the episodic excitement and conclusion of a story is what happens in Doctor Who. In Torchwood, it's what Jack's been developing since the very first episode that we actually saw him, as has Gwen and all of the other ones along the way. As you said, even Yanto went from, you know, right at the beginning to slightly more
involved. Well, yeah.
Slightly more involved, in my point of view.
Well,
Owen didn't. I mean, Tosh did. I think there's a lot more development of Tosh, and we saw some things about Owen.
Sort of a side character that I saw develop that I actually didn't quite like in the beginning was Gwen's partner.
I can't even remember his name.
I don't know what his name is. But he really, by the end, I actually quite got to like him as a character. I have no idea what his name is. He certainly was someone that was just there, you know, for 5 minutes every now and again, to someone who was quite an integral part of definitely the last couple of episodes in season two, and I think in season three as well. So,
am I still out on Rhys Williams? I think he's a jumped up little...
Is that what his name is?
Well, that's his character's name. His actual name, if you really want to know what his actual name is, his name is Kai Owen.
Oh, there you go. So we've got Owen as a character and Owen as a surname of an actor.
Well, we do. And Kai, of course, is a thing from DS9, but we won't go into that.
Kai Wynn. Okay.
Yeah, Kai Wynn.
Well, see, what I liked about it, I guess, is for someone who didn't know much about what was happening to Gwen to finally working out what she was involved in, and then being caught up in it all as well. And he sort of played a little bit of the... He played a bit of the sidekick character. He was at times the comic relief in the piece as well with what was happening. You know, that suddenly he's been thrust and become the secret agent as well that he quite actually liked. So there were bits in that I quite enjoyed. I enjoyed watching his character develop more so than I did in the beginning when she first, you know, I just thought it was a bit of a pain. But by the end, I didn't mind him at all.
Especially used to things. You can get used to rashes, really, don't you? I mean,
well, you do, but I didn't get used to Owen. When he came back after he first got killed, it was like, yes, he's going to get killed. No, he's come back. Oh, no. And he's walking around and he's not going to die. This is not fair. And then he finally does die. But then you're never sure, because you're never sure whether they die completely in sci-fi.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, who knows whether he's actually gone or not, or he's been radiated into some strange beast.
Well, I was hoping Tosh had been, actually, because I really...
No, she looked as if she died.
Oh, that's a pity, because I really would have liked to have seen her come back.
The blood was all on the floor.
Oh,
so that was sort of... She died.
Not good.
No, and her death scene was actually beautiful.
Yes.
And, I think, although once again, Gwen annoyed me in that, but I think she was definitely gone and she will never be coming back again. We think Owen's dead, we really don't know. It was an interesting way to end the second series, where they actually got rid of two of the main characters. Mm. And of course, we all saw Doctor Who after the Christmas special, with everybody running around in the TARDIS. And out comes Mickey and
Martha.
And we think, are they going to end up in Torchwood?
I honestly thought that they were going to.
And then, of course, we get the five episodes that they do. And there are only the four characters, of course. That's because Rhys Williams took us a lead on.
That's because Martha was on her honeymoon with her new husband.
Well, that's absolutely right.
That's what they said. Martha was off on a honeymoon, so...
So I wonder if they're saying that because she's actually in that new drama series in England, whatever, one of those...
Law and Order, UK.
UK.
Which, Jamie Mander with...
From Battlestar Galactica.
From Battlestar Galactica.
So there's a bit of a sci-fi connection in there.
And from all reports, is doing very well in the character, in this particular show, that it's going quite well.
Although we did see her in another sci-fi show recently, too, because she was in Survivors.
I haven't watched that yet.
She was in Survivor. She was in
the reimagined one.
Why do we all keep saying reimagine, this new word?
I think it's a new word that Ronald D. Moore has made up, because that's Battlestar Galactica reimagined is the only time that I've ever heard it being mentioned that way.
Because I, for instance, I've seen television stations actually, just this is a little bit of an aside, where they used to have repeats. And even at one stage it was advertised in the newspaper with an eye beside it. Said it was a repeat. Now they're encores.
Are you kidding?
No, I've seen that they're coming up as encores. So it's like Battlestar Galactica reimagined. And, you know, instead of a repeat, it's an encore performance of... And it's one way of the stretching out and saying, oh, we're doing you a favour and we'll let you say it again.
Instead of saying this is a cheap way of filling a program night.
In some instances, yes. So it seems reimagining an encore seems to be the words at the moment. Although, Owen and Jack were the only two to get an encore in Torchwood. So some of the endings in the Torchwood episodes aren't just satisfying.
Well, that's what I found at the end of season three. And I guess that's where it was disturbing for me, because it wasn't a happy ending. It was sort of like you didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't know what was happening with Captain Jack anymore. You knew that he was, you know, trying to sort out all the stuff that had happened to him. And it, you were sort of left up in the air of, well, what's next? And I guess in as far as the writing of Torchwood, we're in that limbo as well. Is there going to be another series? Is this the end of it and that's where it's going to finish?
Well, rumour has it there will be one.
But I think so.
That doesn't mean anything.
No, that doesn't mean anything. And as, you know, you pointed out when we were looking up, having a look at Torchwood, that, you know, it's moved from BBC 3 to BBC 2 to BBC 1. So where does it go next?
I don't know if that's BBC 0. I don't know. Although it's doing very well in the States, and of course that will account for something. And if it's making money, then the government, the BBC, is going to keep it going along the way. But what can it go after this? I mean, the final series was, we saw Jack decide to leave Earth, basically, and to go elsewhere. We saw him make it one of the ultimate sacrifices, and that was to kill his grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, the children of the world may have been saved, but he obviously lost his daughter because she sees him as murdering her child.
Yeah.
Because everyone who touches Jack ends up in tragedy. I mean, Jack doesn't bring happiness with him. Jack brings death and damnation, if you want to actually put it.
Because he's such a...
He's such a cutie, but everyone who comes near him has almost died.
Mm. But we should really wrap this up now, because we've got probably many more podcasts we can talk about, Torchwood, about different things.
And if you know, have anything you want to say, whether we waffle too much or get off, feel free to contact us. Just go to www.womendontsci-fi.com and click on contact. And there you go.
Mm-hmm. Or email us at contact@womentalksci-fi.
Anytime you feel like it. We may listen to you or we may not. That's how we feel at the time.
Because that's a woman's prerogative, really.
And it is a woman's prerogative. And the other thing that we'd like to ask you to do is to send in an MP3 or two. Send us some comments or words or what you'd like us to discuss or anything that you feel that is reasonable. We've all put it up and you can hear yourself talk about anything you like.
And we also write as well, so we should talk about our other website, which is genews-ezine.com, which is a free sci-fi magazine that we put out every now and again, and we can email it out to you. So that's free, and there's lots of interviews and tidbits and
pictures
and some of our thoughts as well.
Absolutely, some of our friends' thoughts. We've people who travel out and see different things. It's about fans, by fans, for fans.
Mm-hmm. So give us a look, and we'll catch you next time when we do Women Talk Sci-Fi.
We'll talk about something else. As you see, we talk a lot. And we can talk lots. We just waffle. Bye.
See ya. Say goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye, Jerry.